We are in hopes that you enjoyed our message today, and we're truly blessed. Each month, our ministry provides free food and clothing on the first and third Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. for all men, women, and children. For more information, please call 337-238-0314. Praise be to God for our founder and pastor, Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You've just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15 to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
Father, here it is once again, one of your weak and humble servants. Bow down here just to say thank you for your many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Oh, Father, we didn't bow down here for no fashion, form, or no outside show to a dying world. We bow down here because your word says every knee must bow and every tongue must confess So, Father, we bow down here confessing our sins. We know, Father, that you are the Almighty God, and all power, heaven and earth, is in your hand. We know, Father, there's nothing too hard for you to do. The records say you've healed the sick, and you have raised the dead. You made the blind see, and you made the lame walk. You even made the dumb speak, Father. So we know you have all power, heaven and earth in your hand. And we want to just say thank you, Father. We thank you for our church family. Bless our pastor and his family. Crown him with wisdom and knowledge, Father. Teach him that he'll be able to lead your people in a direction that is pleasing to you. Be a lamp unto his feet and a light unto his pathway. We know you, Father. You are the Almighty. And we know, Father, that there's nothing too hard for you to do, Father. We want to just thank you, Father. We thank you for the sunshine. And we thank you for the rain. We thank you for food, for clothing, shelter, and for strength. And most of all, Father, we thank you for Jesus, your darling son, who died that we may have a right to the tree of life. Father, we thank you, Father. We know that you are mighty God. Father, you said, ask and it shall be given. Knock and the door will be open. And Father, we asking you to open up doors for us today, Father. We know, Father, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. There's no other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, I don't know what I'll do, Father. Father, you said in your word to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Come before his place with thanksgiving. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generation. Father, we thank you, Father. You've been so good, and you've been so kind. Book of Isaiah said, it was in the day, Father, it was in the day that, it was in the day that as I died, Father, I saw the Lord. He was sitting on a throne. He was high, and he was lifted up, and his train filled the temple. And above him stood the serpent. Each one had six wings. With two wings they covered their face. With two wings they covered their feet. And with two wings they did fly. And I heard one cry out to another, holy, 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 the Lord God of hosts. The whole world is full of his glory. I see God's glory in the stars. I see his glory in the moon. I see God's glory all over the land. I see it in the birds as they flap their wings, in the flowers as they bloom. God's glory is all over. I know he is. Father, oh, Father, I know you've heard me pray days have passed and gone, and I know you hear me now, Father. I'm just calling your name, name, I'm calling your name. There's peace, there's joy, there's understanding, all in the name of Jesus. Please have mercy, Father. Now, Lord, when I come to the end of my journey, when time has been, won't be no more, Father, I ask you if you please give me a home. Give me a home in thy kingdom where I can worship you and praise you all day long and all night long. I just want to praise your name in the name of Jesus. I want to praise your name. These blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Before we do our benevolent today, occasionally we do a baptism. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Grace and mercy. We thank you for allowing us to be here present today in this, your prayer house. Lord, we thank you for Vacation Bible School where we learned of you. Lord, we pray that what we've learned this week we're able to carry forward and pay it forward to the world. Lord, we ask right now that this word comes forth, however brief, to do what it's supposed to do. Serve you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 Giving honor to the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, to our pastor emeritus, Dr. Huey Lawson, Reverend Rodney Lennox, in his travels, Minister Cindy Humphrey, to Dr. Maccabee, who is present with us here, and Mrs. Maccabee. So glad to have you all. And to all of you, just a little while today, just for a few minutes, Matthew 28 chapter, familiar passage, 28 chapter, from 17 through 20, talk just a little while, try to stylize this in a little bit different way than we've talked about it before. Once again, Matthew 28, 17 through 20. Let's move on. This is what it says. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Yes. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Now, here's the twist. For our subject today, we're going to use the phrase grown folks business. Grown folks' business. The passage we just said said teaching them to observe. In other words, whoever you approach and talk about the Lord. To me, my family is famous for saying to me, "Daddy, that's a little thing," but to me, there are no little things. I observe all things, probably a little bit too much. But let me say this. Because we come as children doesn't mean we have to act like children when we come to Christ.
Amen.
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 See, when we accept salvation, we need to grow up.
Amen.
And start taking care of grown folks' business. Amen. Oh, yeah, we got to come as a little child, but if we all act like children, how are we going to tell our children something? Amen?
Amen.
This passage took place at Galilee just before Jesus' ascension, okay? Mm-hmm. One of the most important things to remember that this was a reminder of our responsibility. Amen? It put us on notice to leave nothing out. Jesus knew that the whole world needed salvation. That his disciples, his apostles, the priests, the preachers, whatever you might want to call them, had to be thorough in their approach. See, if you've been charged, as I have, to be one of the ones sent out, you should know that God places no limitations on what to teach or talk about. We might place limitations, but God places no limitations on what to talk about or what to teach people about. 28 and 20 says, teaching them to observe all things. Huh? All things. People need to know about themselves sometimes. Sometimes it's hard to handle grown folks' business. Amen?
Amen.
Let's talk a little bit about accountability. Mm-hmm. Accountability is that state of being acceptable for your own actions before you try to tell somebody else about theirs. Amen.
Amen.
Bible says in Matthew 7, 3 and 4, "Why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye,
right,
but considerest not the beam that's in thine own eye?
All right. Yes.
Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull that mote out of your eye, and behold, a beam is in your own eye." Amen.
Yes, yes.
Now, if I'm telling you something just to be mean and messy,
yes,
then I need to handle my own business.
Yes, yes.
But if I'm trying to tell you something,
yes,
what thus said the Lord,
yes,
then it's all right for me to tell you about your business. Amen.
Yes, amen.
We've all been there before. We've all been in folks' business too much. On the wrong basis, amen,
yes,
on the wrong footing,
yes,
even me.
Yes.
But when you learn better, you ought to do better, amen?
Amen.
As a man of God, there should be nothing I should be afraid to talk to you about,
yes,
up here.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
I'm commissioned by the Lord to talk about your business.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Amen. I've had people call me and say, "Reb, you getting in my business." Amen, but it's my job to tell you about your business.
Amen.
I don't have to call your name.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, but even right now, I'm in somebody's business.
All right.
Right now, I'm in somebody's business. Amen. But say amen, church.
Amen.
But it's all right because I'm commissioned,
yes,
to tell you about,
amen,
your business,
amen,
grown folk business.
Yes.
We need to grow up.
Yes.
We need to put our big boy clothes on and big girl clothes on.
Yes.
Stop acting like little bitty children. We ought to be on meat. Some of us are still trying to suck a bottle like my grandbaby, but we ought to be able to chew on the word.
Yes. Amen. That's right.
Verse 17 says this, "And when they saw him, they worshiped him." Some doubted. Some folks, you just can't tell anything. Huh? No matter where you go or what you do, no matter how many times God has showed up and showed out, there's still some of us that wonder, will God do this? And will he do that? But he got you up this morning. He brought you here to Mount Calvary. He put food on your table. Why are you still wondering? Jesus was about to leave and go somewhere. He about to ascend to heaven. Now when you the boss and you have to leave for a little while, you need to leave some kind of instruction so folks will know what to do while you're gone. Can I get a witness? And that's what Jesus did. He, listen, if you don't leave any orders to go by, you can't expect your business to progress. Can I get a witness? Now, as a Christian, we have to know that the good thing about orders is if you forget what Jesus told us to do, then all you have to do is refer back to the instruction manual. And everything that he told us, you can reference it in the Bible. So there's no need to have any excuse. I don't know what to do, and we don't know how to act. I don't know how to love my brother. I don't know how to be a better husband, a better father, a better wife, a mother. No need for any excuses, because Jesus wrote it down plain for us. Verse 19 through 20 says this, "Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." I'm gonna pause right there for a little bit. There are certain denominations, and I don't like to get down on people, but see, when you follow Jesus' instructions, how dare somebody tell you that you're doing something wrong? There are certain denominations that say, well, when you baptize somebody, you ought to baptize them, just say in the name of Jesus. Amen. But now I refer them back to Matthew 28 and the 19th verse, where Jesus himself told me what to do and how to baptize. And if my reading is, and I was educated in Rapides Parish school system, so I believe that I'm reading this correctly when it says, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. So now sometimes folks in another denomination want to get up in our business and tell us that we're wrong, but they need to go back and handle their own grown folks' business. See, if you're telling somebody something just to be messy, then you need to handle your own business. Look in the mirror. Take care of your own obligation. Take care of your own situation. Get your own self right. Sweep around your own front door before you bring the broom to mind.
All right.
20th verse says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I like the word lo. It says, and by the way, let me just add this to you, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. I think I'll pause right there and just close this thing out. There's going to be a whole lot of grown folks in heaven. Can I get a witness? But there's going to be a whole lot of grown folks in hell too. So let me tell you one thing. If you profess to be a man or a woman of God, you need to start telling people what's right before they get left. And we need to stop acting Mount Calvary like little children, like we don't know nothing. We need to grow up and be able to tell somebody what thus saith the Lord. But before we tell them, make sure that we get that beam out of our own eye. And when we get our own eye clear, where we can see, then we can see clearly
Johnny Nash said in the 70s, I can see clearly now. You can see clearly to tell somebody about their business. Grown folks' business. We need to handle grown folks' business. Take care of our children. That's grown folks' business. We need to get a job. That's grown folks' business. Put a roof over your family's head. That's grown folks' business. Stop causing mess in the church. That's grown folks' business. Pay your tithes. That's grown folks' business. Love your children. That's grown folks' business. Stop staring at the person across the aisle sideways. That's grown folks' business. Jesus died for grown folks' business. He died for all of our business. But early, 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 one Sunday morning, he got up for grown folks. All power, all power, all power in heaven and earth in my hand. Good evening, grown people. Are you ready to grow up? Say yeah, say yeah, say yeah. And when you start chewing meat, then that brother or that sister that's still on a spiritual bottle, then you can help them. Because the more you know and the more you teach, Reverend Lonick say, reach one and teach one. I'm going to borrow that, Rev, wherever you are. Reach one and teach one, and then each one will be able to take it forward.
Amen, amen.
Grown folks.
Yes.
We grown folks.
Yes.
Some of this stuff we know better.
Amen.
Huh? Look, you can't mitigate it by saying you don't know. Because you know.
Amen.
Grown folks.
Yes.
Stop sucking a bottle. Be able to eat some steak, grown up Christian. Been going to church 50 years and still don't know any better. Still messy, still crazy, still starting problems. Grow up.
Amen.
Grow up and realize that I'm not the only one that's supposed to bring people in my care. This passage didn't say, pastor, go out and teach all nations. It said everybody.
Amen.
Pastor, we losing people. You need to do this. You need, listen, he commissioned all of us. Y'all in the boat with me.
Amen.
Huh? Yeah, y'all fishing with me.
Amen.
So whatever bait you need to put on your pole, we need to start catching them. Amen. Grow up. I invite you to Jesus. I invite you to Jesus.
Amen.
You might come by letter, Christian experience, or you may be a candidate for baptism. Why don't you stand, please? To come and get on the Lord's side. This is your time. Right here. Say this part. I'm gonna treat everybody. Gonna treat everybody.